The tall young warrior steps behind me and wraps his muscular arms around my body. His hard bulge grinds up against my bare ass as his face lowers toward my neck to breathe in my musk. We slowly dance in this sweaty, sensual embrace as his hands explore the athletic curvature of my body. Beautiful. He releases his grip and fades back into the crowd. Strange. Why did he not pleasure himself to completion like the others? But there is little time to dwell on him as droves more men approach. I fall to my knees. Or rather, Soren forces me to. I can see him atop the dais, watching me with intense, lustful pleasure. The bulge in his pants is swollen and hard. The sight fills me with a deep happiness. A burly beast of a man pushes past the others and stands before me. I look up into his intense, almost angry eyes. He's already stripped himself naked. A broad, hairy chest and bearded, commanding jawline exude an aggressive aura. Heavy sweat pours down his stocky musculature, an unpleasant odor wafting up into my nose. I can see it in his eyes. This is a man accustomed to taking what he wants, when he wants it. In this city, there is no shortage of greasy nobles who enjoy nothing more than ravaging youthful beauty. I feel no attraction to this unpleasant creature, but Soren forces me to gaze up at him longingly.
I've heard about you. Nothing more than a commoner who managed to make a bit of money. Lowborn.
The man places a large, powerful hand on my head, running his sticky fingers through my soft hair. And I'll tell you a secret. I love coming inside dirty peasants. There was once a time when such words would have sent me into a fit of rage, but now, kneeling upon the hard stone floor as my master observes, those feelings are but a small murmur in the back of my consciousness, a part of myself that is increasingly being smothered out of existence with each passing moment. All I can do is stare up into this man's powerful, deep brown eyes and nod in agreement, opening my salivating mouth to accept his filthy penis. My wet pink tongue gently extends, begging him to defile the sanctity of my body. Is Soren forcing me to do this, or am I doing it myself? Have I truly become this desperate and addicted to semen? It is impossible to tell. His penis is short, but thick and dense, an unnatural girth. He presses the red bulbous tip against my delicate tongue, the sweaty taste of his skin overpowering my senses. With little concern for my pleasure, he rapidly forces his reproductive organ into my mouth. His tangled, sweaty net of pubic hair presses up into my nose as I gag. His foul dick fills my mouth. His stench wafts into my lungs as I frantically try to breathe through my nose. He begins thrusting, irreverently using my body as nothing more than a sheath for his sword. In, out, in, out. I still stare into his hateful eyes, my own watering in pain and discomfort. And yet my cock is swollen and hard. A bead of precum forms at the tip as this animal desecrates my delicate body. His heavy grunts, the snickers of other men around me as they masturbate, the knowledge that my king is observing my deflowering. This feels good. He presses in deeper, his fat tip entering my throat as my strained lips kiss up against his abdomen. His hairy, huge balls press against my chin, a reminder of the sperm that are inevitably going to enter my body. This creature is preparing to inject me with his genetic material. Snorting and heaving, his pace morphs into short, rapid thrusts before finally releasing. The erotic magma explodes back into my throat and I gulp it down greedily, still unsure of where my own desires end and Soren's begin. A foul, bitter concoction. His seed is thick and lumpy. Nevertheless, I happily welcome it into me. I happily consume this man's essence, assimilating it into my body. I am a servant of the Emperor of Sa'ar, and I will lend my body to his supporters whenever called upon. The fat penis pops out of my mouth. The man smears it against my face, coating my skin with my own mucus before spitting on me in an act of ultimate disrespect. How does it taste? Like power. Like superiority. I look up into his eyes, salivating as I speak. Pathetic commoner. Drink enough of my cum and maybe you'll become worthy of a noble title. He leers down at me. Thank you for the gift. I can tell these words are my own. Dear God, what have I become? Intellectually, I know this is vile. But how can something that feels so good be wrong?